Now I'm joined by Councillor Kino Callaghan from Dublin Fine Gael to speak about the demand for urgent delivery of new schools. A very good morning to you, Kane, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Never better. And yourself, by the way?
Good, thanks. Yeah, good. Very good.
That's good. First of all, Kane, it appears to be great news with the Minister's announcement a couple of weeks ago for over 40 schools around Ireland to be built for about 20,000 pupils within the next 4 years, and mostly in Dublin, in fact. We think it's about 26. However, opposition TDs are concerned that this is simply just another announcement because school projects for the Fine Gael area were promised 2 years ago and never went ahead. So what's your view on all of this, Kane?
Yeah, it's a positive announcement. It's timely, it's needed. It's based on the data that's in from the CSO, so they know that these schools are needed. They know that there's going to be a demand. In fact, a lot of the schools are already under pressure at the moment in terms of school places, and one thing is when people have to travel further to go to schools, you know, adds to kind of, you know, local traffic congestion, as well as kind of undermining kind of community development or community building, the sense of, you know, all the kids in one area being able to go to the same school and get to know each other and the parents get to know each other. So it's needed, it's a positive announcement. In a way, announcing schools is the easy part, and sometimes the Department of Education can be quite fast in getting the schools in place that they announce, and then sometimes very slow. I'd look at this quite positively. It looks like they seem quite determined to get these in place quickly. They're talking about, for example, the very first step is really sorting out who the patron of the schools is going to be. And in a number of the cases, you know, they're sorting that out quite quickly, really, over the next number of weeks. They'll be making decisions about that. So it does look like they're moving at some speed, yeah.
Right. Actually, parents in the relevant areas will be able to vote for their preferred patron through a new online system. And also, they can vote as to whether the schools should operate through the Irish or English language. So allowing parents themselves to contribute their views seems to be a great idea, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's always meant to be the idea that the patronage is in effect decided by parents, but it's been quite a difficult and complicated process up until now, where people maybe who were looking for a certain type of school would have to kind of launch a campaign in the catchment area and try and gather expressions of interest for a certain patronage. And it's been quite a difficult process for people to be able to do that, really, when all they want to do is to have a school ready for their kids to go to, and they've their own view as to who would be best patron. So it has caused, I suppose, a bit of division in the past, where, you know, different parents have different views on that. So, the maximum consultation with parents on school patronage is the way to go, and to do it in a kind of, you know, fairly quick and efficient manner is the way to do it as well, yeah.
Yeah, actually I believe the online patronage process is due to commence by the end of this year or very early in 2019. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is a messy process otherwise, because people just don't know how they're meant to, you know, gather the kind of expressions of interest. There was surveys done in the past with the Department of Education to each household, you know, in terms of investment, asking people what their preferred patronage was in terms of existing schools. But that process as well was a bit messy, because they were sent to every household, whether or not they were, you know, parents of school-going children or not. It's more than timely that we'd be using an online process for this. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. All schools will be paid for and owned by the state and to be run by the patron bodies. What's your opinion in relation to that setup?
Well, that's the usual way for, you know, in terms of new school buildings. I think that's appropriate if it's going to be state-funded capital funding. I think the old system of the state paying in entirety for the buildings that go up, but not retaining ownership and the patron owning them, I don't think makes sense. You know, the taxpayers' interest in this has to be protected. It's the same net effect for the kids going to the school. In essence, you know, they don't, you know, they wouldn't be too conscious of who actually owns the buildings. But absolutely, I don't think it makes any sense that the state would be handing over money to pay for school buildings and that someone else would then be left with the ownership. And there are advantages as well in terms of that creates a better incentive in terms of looking for, let's say, some shared use or community use at weekends or evenings or in the summer months. you can make the case stronger if they remain in public ownership, that there should be that kind of wider community benefit from the buildings. Whereas if the ownership is 100% on the patron body, you know, you don't really, you're effectively in private ownership then, and you don't really have a case for that kind of wider community access. I know that's secondary to the school places, the school need, but it's often a good way of making sure that there's much better use of kind of the funding and resources that have gone in from the local community through the taxpayer.
Right. We are expecting to see enrolments at secondary school levels to exceed 400,000 students for the first time in the history of the state. And a large portion of that figure actually would be in the Fingal area, I'd imagine, based on recent population stats for Fingal. I think it's really, really a great positive thing for the area, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And also, I mean, also kind of for the north side of Dublin and around the developments around Balmain, Congriffin as well, there's going to be a new... couple of new secondary schools going into those areas, so both in the Dublin City area and in the Fingal area as well. So, I mean, it is kind of an exciting time in terms of all these new developments, new communities being built. But it's very, very, the next few years, it's very, very important that we get those new developments right, because once they're built out, there's much less leeway then for making any kind of changes or additions. And things like the provision of, you know, community facilities along with schools and along with other kind of amenities and sporting recreational areas are very, very important for not just for the individual's kind of well-being, but also just for that kind of community building aspect of it as well. And you can see that areas where we get this right, they become, you know, great places to live, and they work for different generations for the next 20, 30, 40 years. But when things like the school facilities or the community facilities aren't put in place in a timely fashion, they're, you know, unfortunately you pay a bit of a price for that down the line.
Yes, I see. What about the fixing of existing schools and the provision of new buildings within those schools? Do you feel perhaps this issue needs to be prioritised more than the building of new schools?
Yeah, well, I mean, they are saying now that they're doing that. It just seems to be very incredibly slow in terms of, let's say, the fire safety defects were found in some of the schools, and it seems to have taken them years to get a handle on this and to you know, fix those problems or replace those old temporary structures that weren't for our safety compliant. So, I mean, both are priorities. I wouldn't put one ahead of the other. You have to have enough school places for kids going to school, and you have to make sure that all the buildings and structures are completely safe. And, you know, we just can't afford to take a risk with either of those. So it is, you know, one of the things that the department did a number of years ago was, rather than investing money into prefabs and kind of a lot of temporary buildings for schools, what they decided was it'd be better to, in effect, kind of get, you know, modular schools or a higher end prefabricated schools in place that have a 20, 30, 40 year shelf life, and they can be a high quality finish and a high quality school building. And in fact, people don't know that they often don't realise they contain kind of prefabricated or modular elements. So rather than doing temporary first and then coming back 6 years later with permanent structures, or maybe never permanent structures, they're quicker now to put in buildings that will last for that generation in a community straight away. So that was a kind of good use of kind of better building techniques and technology that's available there.
Yeah, in fact, actually in Fingal, there are a number of schools at this point in time in need of urgent renovations and repairs. Like, for example, St Mullagas in Balbriggan, also Fingal Community College, Hedgetown School in Lusk, and St Michael's House School in Skerries. Are you aware of any work on these schools if they form part of the Minister's four-year plan?
I haven't seen it. And this is when you look at the list of the Department of Education that come out, what they tend to do is they put school projects on a list, all right, but it can take years for them to progress through the different stages. And it can be very, very frustrating for the management, the teachers and the parents, because the schools are effectively on a list, but they're not really moving through that list. So that way the Department of Education can kind of say, oh, it's on a list to be done, but then it's kind of moving through at a snail pace. And literally parents, I was talking to a parent last night, you know, in terms of temporary school building facilities, and they were saying when their first kid started there, they were in junior infants in the temporary building, and they were told that the permanent structures would be in by first class, and that their child now is in sixth class and about to finish. And I mean, that's quite typical in terms of how slow these processes can take. So it is, I mean, we're quite unlike a lot of other kind of European neighbours in terms of how slow we can be in putting in place the basics for schools. And, you know, most other Northern European countries, there's just no question about this. They know in advance the population needs. They plan for it. They put the school buildings in, and that's that. And that includes your sports halls, or, you know, repairs that are needed on older buildings. So, you know, it's not it is an area that hasn't been given enough priority, has been underfunded. And, I mean, we often hear kind of talk about, and you hear it at the moment with next year's budget talk about, you know, maybe putting money away and aside for a rainy day fund for the future. But actually the best way you can protect for our future is to any additional resources is rather than necessarily cutting taxes now or putting it into a rainy day fund, is you can use those resources now to invest into our infrastructure, and then that actually, you know, prepares us for the future quite well. That's not just in terms of education, it's in terms of other critical infrastructure as well. But I think that's the way to be going, rather than necessarily cutting taxes or putting money aside for the future. Invest it where it's needed now.
Yes, I see. Okay, so just to wrap it all up here, Cian, would you be optimistic that the overall plan will be delivered and on time within 4 years?
I think the signs are good at the moment. I'd be positive about it. If you're asking me, I think hand in heart that all of this is going to go exact to timeframes. I would say it's unlikely. I've rarely seen any of these kind of plans go exactly to timeframe. Could most of it be done on time? Absolutely. Sometimes they hit stumbling blocks in some areas trying to find appropriate sites. So it's easier sometimes in the newer developments, let's say around Balmain, Clongriffin, there's sites earmarked since, you know, for a number of years for schools. So they'll be easier to deliver. Some of the more settled communities where there's new schools planned to be put in, it can be harder to find sites sometimes. So, and that can cause some delay. So I'd be confident, yeah, most of it's going to happen on time. All of those projects listed, it's unlikely. The department, I don't think, has ever kind of delivered at that kind of speed for all of their projects.
Yes, you mentioned Clongriffin, and in fact, it's good timing because of the construction. There's in fact a massive construction going on there at the moment for lots of social housing. So that will be filled into the new schools there. So anything else you'd like to add just before we finish up?
Yeah, I mean, just to mention that this is potentially an opportunity for developing some community facilities as well. And Fingal has done that quite well, where new schools have gone in. Fingal's put in resources for community facilities that are attached to them. And effectively that means that you end up with a larger sports hall that's used by the school during the day and then is open to the community in the evenings and weekends. So, I mean, that's quite a good model, and I think it's one that should be looked at as well for the city council areas and for Clongriffin. You know, there isn't enough community facilities in these emerging areas. Population of Clongriffin in the next few years, when as it develops out, is going to increase to about 20,000 over the next few years. So there's a small community hub there at the moment. It's just a kind of empty retail unit, and there's another small community hub that's going to be opened. But the kind of community facilities you need for, you know, multiple activities, and so lots of different clubs and groups can meet and get together, you know, they're critically needed in those new and emerging communities. And providing schools can actually be sometimes a catalyst to do that if the city council works with the Department of Education and says, right, can we put our resources together and actually get a better building that benefits the school and benefits the wider community. So I think that's the way to go. It makes sense. It's a good use of limited resources. And that's really what we should be looking at now. And if we get that right now, in the next year or two, we'll see the benefits for the next decades.
Absolutely, Cian. Well, Cian, thanks very much for joining us. It was great to have you on. And
okay,
all the best.
Much,
we'll
sir.
Talk again. Have a great day and take care.
You too. Bye.
All the best. Now, that was Cian O'Callaghan, Dunblane Fingal councillor, talking about the demand for urgent delivery of new schools.